Bava Kamma, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Continuing with the idea of one man finding his items in somebody else's rishus and in somebody else's domain, our Mishnah tells us, Hamakir Kelev Usvarv Biad Acher. If somebody recognizes his utensils and or his svarim, his books, in somebody else's hands, now this is, we know this to be true based on the fact that he brings witnesses to that effect that testify that these items at least at some point belong to him, and the person, let's say Reuven, who brings these witnesses, says that they were stolen from him, and he has been pursuing them. So we know he was not miyayesh; he did not give up hope. And Shimon, who is the one whose domain they're found in presently, he says he purchased them. He says, "I didn't steal these things; I purchased them." V'yatzel lo shem geneva ba'ir. In addition to the witnesses that say at one point it belonged to Reuven, there has been an established rumor that Reuven had things stolen from him. So with those combination of factors, Yishava lo halokeach kama nasan v'yitol. The lokeach, the person who claims Shimon, who says he purchased it, he should swear to Reuven how much he paid for these items, v'yitol, and then he can take from Reuven that amount of money that he paid, that he swears that he paid, and then he returns the item, the kalim or the svarim, he returns them to Reuven. The Gemara explains that even though really min adin, really in the strict line of justice, really Reuven should be able to take them away without having to pay for them, since he says, he maintains, and he has basis to say it was stolen from him, but this is something that Chazal instituted, that Reuven should have to pay for them, for something called a takana sashuk. Takana sashuk means that we want the marketplace to function properly. We know that if people are afraid that if they spend their money on an item, and then later on it's found to belong to somebody else, if they're not going to have to, if they can't get their money back, people are going to be afraid to do business. And we want people to be able to do business with not feel that they're going to give their money away for nothing. So therefore, Chazal instituted that Reuven, from whom the item was stolen, since Shimon did pay for it, he gave somebody, although it might have been a thief, but he unwittingly gave him money to purchase this item, which was really Reuven's. Reuven still has to pay Shimon for the amount of money he spent on the item. There is also one other condition, and that is Reuven has to be somebody who is not known to consistently sell his items. Since he's not somebody who commonly sells his items, his utensils, therefore, since there's a rumor that he endured theft, and he has witnesses that this item originally was his, so those combinations together with the fact that he doesn't regularly sell his items. But if he is somebody who regularly sells his items, then we have to be concerned that maybe he really sold his items to Shimon, or to somebody who sold it to Shimon, and then he regrets it afterwards, he wants to get it back. So we wouldn't believe him if he's somebody who regularly sells his items. The Mishnah continues, v'im lav, meaning to say if it's not yotza lo shem geneva ba'ir, there's no rumor, no established rumor that he had endured a theft. Lo kol heimenu, he does not have the power, Reuven, to take away the item from Shimon, even if he pays for it. Sha'ani omer, because we'll say, mecharen la'acher, that Reuven really sold the item to somebody else. Lokachan zeheimenu, and then Shimon bought it from that person. And it was never stolen from him at all, being that there is no established rumor to that effect.